The sections in this next book, To the Quick, are marked by translations from the French poems of Rilke. I was just mentioning to Lois at dinner that I was on the verge of learning German for Rilke, and then I found out there were these 300 poems he wrote in French just before he died. And fortunately, too, Alpulin has been putting out editions in which the originals are there, so you have those available now. It wasn't the case a few years ago. I sort of happened on them by leaning in a library by mistake one day, you know, and seeing a book that had no titles on its spine, such an oddity, right, that I was immediately attracted, and opened it up and found all these, the ones in the French, which are extraordinary poems, and I wanted to share them with people, you know, so started translating them. And there's one, Mon ami, il faut que je parte. Voulez-vous voir l'endroit sur la carte? C'est un point noir. En moi, si tout bien réussit, ce sera un coin de rose dans un vert pays. My friend, I must leave you. Do you want to see the place on a map? It's a black dot inside myself. If things all go as planned, it will become a point of rose in a green land. A cruel note to leave, don't you think? I mean, there are other poems for which Rilke could get honorary womanhood, but this is not one of them, especially since Mon Ami is distinctly in the feminine in French. You don't know that in English, but it's quite clear in French. As Dr. Johnson said, a man is in general better pleased when he has a good dinner on his table than when his wife talks Greek. Why do we fall in love? I wonder. The trouble within, this is by way of introducing my weakness, which is a lot of love poems. There's a wonderful thing from Chekhov, too. He says that this is a great analogy. I love it. It's so strange. He says, a sudden and ill-timed love affair may be compared to this. Now, this is a kind of English translation. You'll recognize immediately that Chekhov couldn't have said this, but this is what he says. It could be compared to a sudden and ill-timed love affair, maybe compared to this. You take boys for a walk. The walk is jolly and interesting, and suddenly one of them gorges himself with oil paint. I love that as an analogy, you know, for a sudden ill-timed love affair. Strange man.